from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh, Guru. What's up, baby? Oh, my heart is full this morning. Man, cut that, Evan. Share with us why.
Wow. What a night last night at Fremont Bank.
Yeah, there you go.
Getting to see the listeners. Had a great time talking Warriors. You know, you just start appreciating the people out there who take the time to listen every day.
Man.
You get to meet them. Dublin Marge, Ernie Chavez, Gene in Oakland. I almost don't want to keep going down the list because I don't want to forget
my boy
anybody.
Hollis. Yep.
Kyle Kelly, San Jose Jazz fan.
And don't forget our guy.
Richard Fremont.
At Co Pest Control.
Rosharita.
Yeah, look at it.
I mean, I hope I don't forget anybody, but I know
you said
I'm
the whole staff of Fremont Bank. That
Fremont
hospitality
Bank
was just second to none.
Oh, Fremont Bank.
Yeah, Fremont.
They got action on that sixth floor.
Dude, rooftop.
Yeah.
I didn't eat much.
I had two quarter
hot dogs. It was in front of my face.
Dogs.
I said, nope.
I just had two of the quarter hot dogs.
Yeah, two.
No, but they were quarters, so it was like a total half.
You were late, too.
I wasn't late.
You, dude. Watch the YouTube
I wasn't
feed.
Late.
Evan, every chair was full and my voice.
Well, you know what? Blame,
our show was tardy.
Blame the bartender at Chili's. Why I was
Is
late.
Is that where you were?
Just quickly.
You did the pre?
Yeah, real quick.
Wow.
Real quick. What's up, buddy?
Hey, you tell me. I got so many thoughts.
Okay, just start with your first one.
You said something at the summit that I believe has me feeling positive.
Oh, good.
They got a lot of the contracts that the Warriors have. They can still pull something off. It might not be marketing, Stoney, but I think they are collecting a plethora of talent, and maybe some move is coming that we don't see. There may not be marketing, but I don't believe, because this is what you said, you think, I'm paraphrasing, this is the final roster. Like something's going to pop or happen, I believe. I just don't know who that person is. I'm hoping it's marketing, but I'm getting a little, excited.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'll go to my purple section of my notes, because that's where I've written down something about what you're talking about. And I have, are they done? Question mark. I don't think they're done. I don't. It's just, I'm something might not happen right away.
Okay.
But I don't think they're done, and I think it's possible they could go into the season with this roster. But they're, I would bet, how much? I would bet that they make a move by the trade deadline in February. Okay. That might be an
It's
kidding.
Funny you go that far. Like, well, I don't want, like, how many teams have made a move at the deadline and won? You know what I mean?
Well, Dallas made a move last deadline and it really helped them.
Well, no, the next following year. But I'm talking about 18-2 when the Warriors started off great and that ended up with a chip. You kind of want to know who you are, grow, and do that together from Jump Street.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, what I'm saying is I think they're going to if there's possible they go into the season with this team and then you play out your games for 30, 35 games, 40. Everybody else plays 40 games and then stuff happens. Players become available. Players get hurt and other teams need help. That's when but I would think they're going to make another move. By the trade deadline. And but here's the other thing. They got three big moves.
Three
coming up.
All right.
Three coming up. And my question to Warrior fans is I'm going to give you the three choices and then my question is what do you do? All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
And I'm going to go
I got my catcher's mitt.
I'm going to go in order of just go in any order.
All right.
Okay. Do
number
you
number one?
Hell, I love it.
E-Dog, who was in the house?
Do you or do you not extend Jonathan Kuminga this offseason for, let's just say, 4 years and at least $160 million, okay. Something like that?
No. And the reason I say no quickly, Steiny, is I've got burnt the last two times I've done that with Andrew Wiggins and Jordan Poole. Again, I can't bet on what I hope he is. If we're going to play hardball, and that's what the Warriors are doing, and that's what they did, if you want to label what they did with Klay Thompson hardball, what's wrong with letting Jonathan Kuminga grow, ball out, and then you pay him? Why would you do something when you don't? Bob Myers, you don't have to make a decision until you have to.
All right. Can I assume because you're not going to extend Kuminga, you also will not you wouldn't extend Moses Moody, who's in the same position?
No doubt.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the
what
big
would
one.
You do to that on Moody? Is it because that's I feel like a no brainer. The days of handing out cash, that's over.
Well, but if you could get him, if you think he's going to be on the team for the next 3 years, and you can get him for $15 million over 3 years. Maybe you do something like that. Right. He's scheduled to make $5.8 million this year. So he's going to make that regardless.
Okay.
But if you're going to be consistent, I got you. And number three is the big boy.
Here we go. I don't even know what it is.
This is the big boy because I've done a lot of research on this. On August 6th, Steph Curry is eligible for a one-year extension. He's got 2 more years guaranteed left on his contract. So he's going to be making 55 this year, 59 the following year, and then on August 6th, which is the third anniversary of his signing of the big contract, he's eligible for a one-year extension starting at $63 million. So what I want to talk about is, what do you do if you're the Warriors? What do you do if you're Curry? What do you want to do if you're Curry? What do you want to do if you're the Warriors? Steph Curry can get one more year guaranteed on August 6th.
I'm telling you,
who do you want to be, Lacob or can
Curry?
Can I be Curry?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be Lacob.
All right. This might be a two-second conversation.
People like the role play.
Okay.
All right.
I'll try to mumble like Steph. So,
I don't think he mumbles.
Yeah, he mumbles. I'll just be Steinmetz. Obviously, Joe, you guys know I'm eligible for a one-year extension on August 6th. I have 2 more years, but you could lock me in for a third year in 2026, 2027. I'd love that security.
Well, I'll tell you what, Steph, okay. I understand that. Yeah. How's the family doing?
Oh, dynamite.
And you're not hurting for any money?
That's irrelevant, Joe.
But I'm just telling you.
I'm eligible for an one-year extension for 2026-2027 on August 6th, and I'd like it.
And we're going to give it to you, Steph.
Okay, thank you.
I have a favor.
What?
We don't have to do this right away.
No, we don't, but I'm eligible for it now, and I'd like it.
Yeah, you are
eligible. And Mr. Lacob, one of the reasons that I'm interested in this is because, and you know, it's not about money, but I have 2 years left on my contract right now, and I just would love to lock in one more year. That would be three, and at that point we are finally talking about me retiring as a Warrior. So maybe I'll play three more and then that'll be it, but it would really mean a lot to lock in that third year.
Okay, I'll tell you what, mm-hmm. You got it.
Thank you.
You got it.
All right.
You got it, Steph.
Thank you very much.
Let's go get him.
Appreciate it.
Yep. As simple as that, Stoney.
All right.
Because your boy holds all the cards. I'm just thinking Steph is not going to go for that, knowing, you know what, Joe, I'm going to do you a wink, wink solid. Let's see what we got going here, who we can get, what we can get. I'm good, money-wise. And I know you're going to take care of me, but if it's in the best interest of the team to not do it right now, to give me that extension, let's wait.
It's not necessarily in the best interest of the team or not in the best interest of the team. Here's the other thing. Okay, and here's the other thing, Joe, and let's work together on this. We all know that if things go a little sideways, that you might, you could think about trading me and
oh, you're saying you want out, back. Mike, possibly.
No.
Well, it sounds like a step.
No, what I'm saying, Joe, is if you were to trade me, let's say, at this trading deadline, do you think you would have more value if I only had 1 year and a little left on my contract, or 2 years and a little? Because if a team trades for me, you know, if I have two more years left on my deal, you might be able to get more for me because they know I'm locked up for at least 2+ years when I get traded there. That's another reason I was thinking you'd give me the extension now, is because I might have more value if we trade.
No, I appreciate your thoughts and sentiments, but I got to tell you, Steph, I didn't get to be where I'm at by not being proactive. And I get what you're saying, but we're trying to get back into contention. That's not going to come up. We're not headed down that road. So let's just hit pause, and we'll reconvene a couple months and see where things are. And you know I'm going to take care of you and Aisha.
Right. On August 6th is when you're going to first do it, regardless. On August 6th is...
Well, Curry, I just asked, you know, we could kick the can down the road. There's no urgency. You hurting for money?
No, there is urgency for me, Joe. There is urgency
Elaborate.
Yeah, what would be just wonderful for me is that when I'm 39 years old, I'm 36 now, Joe. So I would love to lock in the biggest salary I've ever made in my entire NBA career, the year that I'm the oldest I've ever been in my career. Like, that would be a real, boy, would that be unbelievable security for me, knowing that at 39, I'm going to be making $60 million.
Well, I'll tell you if it means that much to you, Steph, I'm sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, that's all right.
You got it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
you all right.
It. And that's how it's going to go.
All right. I wonder.
Man. Stein,
I wonder.
Like, and I was thinking about this driving home. What you say and convey to fans, because you're one of a kind, you don't have that dynamic or that trait of a fan. So it's so easy for you to prophesize about, you know what, maybe we trade Steph, or maybe he's not a Warrior. And I'm not saying that's wrong, Stoney, but there's no emotion from you. When I hear Steph in another jersey or even think about it, I break out. You know what I'm saying? Because there's that.
Well, then lock me up.
But like you did for Minnesota when you rooted for him and you text, like, how the hell can you guys do this? Yeah. But that's why fans are where they're at. And when they hear the possibility of an icon like Steph Curry not finishing his career in a Warrior uniform, it's painful. But Joe Lacob, Stoney, okay, so you're going to, what did you say? He's going to make how much? Million in 3 years. So what
was it? 63.
Okay, but how much is Lacob in the Warriors making it? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's times 100.
Sure.
And that's what Dibs and everybody was talking about from the business component of keeping Curry in the gate.
Then let me play devil's advocate.
Al Pacino.
Why don't you be Curry?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Joe, you know what? I've been talking to Aisha.
I know everything.
August 6th is around the corner. I like to get this thing done and out the way. Well, you want to be a warrior to the end of time.
Oh, we'd love that,
Let's
too.
Let's do it.
Obviously. Well, you're eligible for a one-year extension.
Yes, sir.
So
I'm ready.
Yeah, well, Steph, I got to tell you, and you know
tell
we love
what?
You. Well, you see the way things have changed around here.
You guys couldn't pull off the Paul George trade.
Yeah, we're trying That's to do a lot of different things. One of the reasons we couldn't pull off the Paul George trade was because we were so hamstrung with our salary structure. So we want you here forever, but
okay, great. August 7th.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to do that. I'll tell you what. Why don't we give you that last year, let's say, because you're going to be 38, 39 then. Let's just make that last year like 35.
Wow, Joe, I'll have my people get in contact with you. I'm done here.
Okay.
That's a slap in the face. So
40?
Yeah, nah. I really think he's at this juncture where he'll give the team a hometown discount. I really believe that. So put that in the cap. I think that's what's going to pop off. I'm tired of acting, Stoudy.
Okay.
All right, yeah, I'm bad.
Well, I want to ask Warrior fans, like, what do you do? And we could start with a Curry. Again, he's eligible for a one-year extension on August 6th.
Give it damn.
Does it, first of all, does he want one? Mm. Does he want to he's eligible to sign a one-year deal in 26-27 for $63 million.
Sam Amick coming up at 12 o'clock.
And we will ask him.
Yeah. Good job, in front of him, but why would I'm not saying you're wrong. Why would he not want that?
Exactly.
He's all in right now, Stoney.
I know.
The Warriors have to know they should have that money already waiting. But Steph is going to be like, you know what? I've never taken a pay cut. Let's do this and hit the subtract button on the calculator. It's got to happen.
I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to put myself in Steph Curry's position, and I would want, like, if I'm eligible on August 6th to guarantee my contract in 26-27 at $63 million, when it might be the last year of my deal, I don't know why he wouldn't want that. I'm wondering about that with Warrior fans. And the other thing is like, I get, let's say Lacob and Curry kind of want to work together to make it best for the Warriors. I don't know. Is it better for the Warriors to have Curry locked up for 3 years if ever, they have to think about trading him? Or would it be better if he only has 2 years? Like, would that theoretical team that is trading for him, would they want him locked up for 3 years or two, or does it matter?
Man, and how uncomfortable would that, if not uncomfortable, but it's real. Do you think those two men get together and actually talk about, because it would be a failure. Nobody's fault, just the team couldn't get back the death of a dynasty to where they actually have a conversation, Stoney, face-to-face about the possibility or the planning of me being somewhere else to where you are right. If you got less years, that it's easier to get rid of you. But man, to think it's come to that, just think about it. Think about where we're at if that were to come up in their conversation.
Well, and that's what I'm getting at. If you're Joe Lacob, do you just rip off that check for $63 million in 2026-27? And I do think the answer is going to be yes. I do.
Wow.
And I think if I were Joe Lacob, I'd say yes also. But I don't know. Will it make Steph Curry more attractive? Like the other thing is, like, if you're Steph Curry and you just saw Klay Thompson dealing with his basketball mortality.
Right. And I think that's going to help Steph. Not that he needs it.
I mean, just goodness gracious, if somebody right now were to say, I can lock you into a monster number your last year, or for one more. It's kind of like what LeBron's doing.
Yeah. But what you don't want to have happen is what Kobe did.
Which is?
When he got that, they were just done. You know what I mean? Rest in peace to the Mamba. But he got that contract, and the team was hamstrung for the foreseeable future.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors still have three decisions this offseason. What do you do with Kuminga? What do you do with Moody? And what do you do with Steph Curry? Do you think Steph Curry's going to want that one-year extension in less than a month?
Man.
Like, that's when it's coming down the pike. And what about Kuminga? The other thing we can do is I made a list, Guru, of some wish list people for the Warriors.
Okay.
I think there's some guys on here that are gettable.
Well, it's going to cost us some that are on here now. Because, Tyler, we are small.
Well,
size is a problem. And I know we led the league in rebounding, but that's not the only time size comes into play. It's defense. It's everything. And I'm just like, they got a lot of the same thing. Like, I was driving home thinking, I like Melton. And had he not got hurt, he's right. He probably would have got re-upped with this current former team. But I'm looking at Moses Moody, Steiny. You could use Melton as a comp. Like, maybe could you become as good as Melton in this league? I don't know, but I think that's fair. But how can Moody reach his full potential with guys like that in his way? Then you got Pods, GP2. It's like the Warriors got a lot of the same thing for right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. You're doing this because I wrote down their roster. And, okay, like if you do it this way, who's their point guard? Okay, Steph Curry. How many minutes a game is he going to play? Let's just say 30.
Okay.
Let's say
32.
Let's be conservative. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but he's getting up there. So let's go 30.
That's a one.
Who's the backup point guard?
I think it's Pods.
Okay. So I'll give Pods 18 minutes at the backup point guard.
Okay.
Okay. Shooting guard.
Right now,
who starts?
DeAnthony Melton for me.
Okay. And how many minutes does he play?
Let's say
28.
Yeah, 28.
28. Yeah. Well, now you got Buddy Hield and Moody.
The Buddy Hield's coming off the bench.
They got a split 20 minutes so far.
Right. And Moody would get more than Buddy Hield.
Okay, so you've acquired Buddy Hield for $9 million,
yeah.
But he's only...
He'd give me about...
With no injuries, and I get it, there's always going to be injuries.
But it'd give me about 12 to 14 minutes a game, Scotty.
Buddy Hield.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so Hield...
And that can fluctuate.
Sure,
that's the beauty of
course. Of,
you know what I mean?
These are all averages.
Yeah.
Now, Gary Payton, we like to use him as a
small forward. I need 15 to 20 minutes from him.
Okay, but I'm going to assume Wiggins is still our starting
forward. No doubt.
What can we expect from him?
If you watch the summit at Fremont Bank yesterday on 95.7
sure.
The game, we don't know what to expect. But we're hoping for the best.
Let's give him 28, 30 minutes.
Oh, minute-wise.
Yeah.
Oh, no doubt. 30 minutes for sure.
Okay, 30 minutes.
Yeah, oh, no, man.
All right, so now we got Payton and Anderson.
Okay.
And then we still got Draymond Green and Kuminga at the four spot. Now, Draymond can play some five. My point is I do think there's a glut here.
Oh, man. Good word.
You know, last year we talked about the Warriors and, like, they had too many guys that were duplicates, et cetera. I mean, you can't play. I'm just going the point guard, shooting guard, small forward. Curry, Pajemski, Melton, Hield, Moody. Peyton the second, Wiggins, and I got to put Kyle Anderson in there because he probably plays some three.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean when you say, Steiny, you think they're done. I don't think they're done. I don't think they're done. I don't know if they're going to be able to make a move in the next week or 2 weeks, but I look at the roster, and if everybody's healthy, and I get it, that's a big if in the NBA, but you...
Can you understand?
You can't play. Yeah. Somebody's not going to play as much as they think, and it might be two guys.
Yeah. Can you understand how I hate when you draw the line in the sand about, hey, we still got the trading deadline after the season starts, just as a coach or as a fan, Steiny? I hate that. Like, I want us to be whole, get training camp, and then you develop that bond. But I get it. It's a reality. But, damn, if you need the deadline going into that season, that tells me one thing. It didn't work out with what we had, hoping to not need a move
not necessarily,
at the deadline.
Not necessarily. Why are you not allowing for the fact that they could be 30 and 20 at the deadline and do like a baseball team and add a big boy.
Right.
Like,
but that's going to come at a cost.
If Lauri Markkanen, let's say, signs an extension with the Jazz on August 6th.
Gotcha. I heard you guys yesterday.
He could be traded the day of the trade deadline. So in theory, you could acquire Markkanen and he'd be under contract at the trade deadline. So maybe at that point, you're actually 30-20, and you have the opportunity to get Markkanen. He's locked up. He's 26. That's. I just think the Warriors, that's what I mean by, I don't think they have a deadline right now.
Yeah. You didn't even mention, we didn't mention Looney.
Well, why?
Because I think he's going to be on the floor.
I mean, he's gonna have trouble getting on the floor if Draymond's healthy and Kuminga's healthy and Trayce Jackson-Davis is healthy. But 888-957-9570 is the number. Steph Curry, eligible for a contract extension, just like Kuminga and Moody. Three big Warrior decisions still out there involving their own players. What are you doing if you're Joe Lacob or if you're Steph Curry? Do you want a third year guaranteed? I would. The other thing is, if you look at this roster, let's talk about some basketball issues.
Yeah.
What are the strengths of this team right now? Why might they be better than last year? And if you have some issues or concerns, what are they? I got both. Next week, check this out. Our lineup is going to be jacked up. Oh, it's going to be jacked up. Jacked up. Yeah. Starting Monday, Willard and Dibbs, they're going to be doing mornings, 6 to 10. Bonte and Chasky, they're going to be doing this show, 10 to 2. And we, Guru, are going to be broadcasting next week, 2 to 6.
Yeah.
2 to 6. And you also next week have a chance to win an autographed Klay Thompson jersey. Don't worry, it's just for a week. And it's brought to you by Jack's Restaurant. Klay Thompson.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Watch the game again then, Steiny.
I wanted the ball.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, man. Your boy's feeling good today. Great night at the summit at Fremont Bank. Met a ton of people. A lot of listeners there. Thank you all so much for coming. The people at Fremont Bank.
Incredible.
They were just very, very welcoming.
Did you see that boardroom they have? It was as long as the Millennium Falcon. Like, good God. I used to be a corporate star. I had a nice suit on.
37 feet long.
Wow, Evan, with the numbers. Wait,
according to Kenny Wardell.
Did you see?
One on the sixth floor?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't notice it was that long.
Well, you eating hot dogs.
Well, I was at PayPal Park. They have the longest bar in the
Now,
States.
How long is that bar?
I don't know. How wide is a soccer field, Spadone? Da, 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 da.
Something in meters.
Yeah. Exactly. But, great. Thank you so much. And, a lot of fun.
Oh, and Spadoni filling in for Butch today. Did a great job on the roast.
No doubt.
A nugget I found out. Oh. I'm random, Stein. I'm just letting it all.
Sure.
Our own Mark Grandy is Italian. That I did not know. Well, incredible, the stuff
Spadoni's
you learned
more
about
Italian.
Nobody's saying who's more Italian. I didn't have him for
Look,
Italian.
Somebody's got to lose, Guru.
Grandy.
It's the Italian beef, Joe Spadoni.
You know what? I don't care if it's I'm more Italian than Grandy.
Well, who you root for in the World Cup?
I like Italy.
Well,
basically, in any kind of international competition, I root for everybody except the United States.
I'm Africa. Yeah, I root for Africa.
Well, which country in Africa? They don't have their own team.
Yeah. Oh, I knew the boy.
The Congo?
Yeah.
Or the Democratic Republic of the Congo?
Yeah. Well, I root for my people, man.
Goo and I are talking Warriors. And we can get a couple things I want to get into. One is the decisions they still have at hand this offseason. And who knows if they're done or not, wheeling and dealing. I don't know if they're done or not, but they're still going to be active.
Do you think they like where they're at, partner? I don't. They're trying. That's why I'm not mad at Mike D. You tried. I just don't. I don't think this is. I think they're on plan D now, Steiny.
Look, plan 1 and 1A was to get below that second apron, and they did that.
Mm.
And I know they didn't do it and acquire two superstars.
There we go.
But they did it. I think financially they've got to feel better about where they're at. And I do think, secondly, if you look at the payroll, they have seven guys who make kind of perfect money contract-wise that you could aggregate for a trade. I mean, Evan, Evan, can you hear me? You are. Go ahead.
Huh?
So you're excellent with the cap.
The cap.
So because they stayed under the second apron, they are now allowed. They can continue to aggregate salaries for trades.
Yes, that's correct.
Had they not gone under the cap, under the apron, they wouldn't have been able to do that.
It also, if they weren't under the first apron, which they currently sit $500,000 below, they wouldn't have access to the mid-level exception, which they used to sign D'Anthony Melton.
Exactly. No, so these are big. No, these are they're strategies you have to keep in your back pocket, and they've done that.
Yeah. And about that, Steiny, I felt like I could. What word am I looking for? Not confidence, but there was like that's a good thing in regard to be able to take on salary. But the reality is, what's out there that you need? What is the likelihood that what you need is just in the basketball Walmart, and you just that's what we need. Let's get it a wing with size. You know, it never works that way.
What do you mean?
It, you know, like, it's drying up out there. I can't wait to hear this list.
Yeah, but you know there's guys out there you could get if you want. Well, I want to get, first, let's jump in with Thomas. Thomas and Hayward. What's going on, Thomas? How you doing, man?
I'm all right, thank you. So, sure. I'm thinking if I'm Steph Curry.
Yes.
Me and Steph Curry. And if I'm not convinced over the next one or two seasons that the Warriors are going to be in contention, one, I know I'm going to retire as a Warrior. However, I'm also thinking, why not try to do a Rasheed Wallace to the Pistons or Pau Gasol to the Lakers? I want one more ring. Give myself the best shot for that. If I'm not convinced after one or two that it's going to happen in Golden State, come back, whether it happens or not, and do a one-day sign and retire as a Warrior. That's me if I'm Steph Curry, what I'm thinking.
Wow. Appreciate the call, Thomas. Well, I mean, the Warriors did trade Chris Mullin at the end of his career to Indiana for 3 years. Then he came back and played one final season with the Warriors.
What did the Warriors do with those picks?
Actually, I thought they got a I know people are going to laugh, but they actually got a pretty good defensive center, Eric Dampier.
Mississippi's finest.
They traded Mullen for Eric Dampier. Yeah.
You wanted. That Dampier era was.
But keep in mind, Mullen was 35 at the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And dude, that caller just picked up the phone to share his thoughts on our show, Steiny and Goo. And Steiny, as much as I don't like it, let me tell you something, partner.
Okay.
They did not make the playoffs last year.
That's correct.
Okay. He's with all the super friends right now in Vegas. We don't know what damage was done. Because I know Steph is thinking one thing. We did not make it because Steiny said I slacked off a little bit in the second half or I tired. My ass tired because I didn't have any help. I'm saying, how far down the road do we actually have to get before Steph thinks like that caller? And my nightmare is, I think it's coming faster than anybody thinks if we don't get off the mat.
Well,
Shout out Steiny.
Listen, I told you. My heart is full right now. I'm feeling grateful about a lot of things.
Oh.
I think Steph Curry knows the Warriors are absolutely positively trying. Like, he knows they went after Paul George. He knows they're trying to get Markkanen.
Mm.
So I get it. But isn't him knowing they're turning over every stone? Shouldn't that get him through the first half of the season?
Most.
You know
definitely.
What I mean? Yeah. I would think.
Yeah, because what I don't want for Steph Curry, and I mean this, Steiny, I don't think he's aging to where he's my number one problem. I just don't. I got him in the LeBron model. So with that, I don't want him to become an afterthought in this league because we see the emergence of all these youngsters and not making the playoffs. Curry's brand, I know it's the Warriors. Steiny, without anybody being at fault, that took a hit. People forget. And now we got to retool and come back. Sacramento made a move. They beat you to end your season.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes Ja, Houston. Like, good God, I want to get under the table and duck because it's like it's not getting easier. And 46 might not get it done, which you got last year.
Yeah, I don't know. You kind of never know going into a season how many wins you're going to get. You're going to need. You would think 46 would get you in. 44 got you number 6 2 years ago. But we were also talking about, what a goal, you know, and you kind of said, man, is that even enough?
Why do people do that when that's not how I talk?
Oh, you go, man. Steiny.
When I run it back, I don't
say. Oh, no. What I'm saying is, somebody said this yesterday. You know, Steiny, what's the goal? And I said, oh, you want to make the playoffs. Make the playoffs next year, ideally as a six seed.
Is that Curry's goal in his mind and in his heart?
But
is he training and doing, working out, whatever,
yes,
after the Olympics, just to make the playoffs?
If I ask Steph Curry right now, I can give you the six seed right now. I think he takes it.
Oh, now that, okay. All right.
And I think we also have to allow for
the fact.
He would
take it, but that would not throw a party.
But what I'm saying is like, what was Dallas's seed this year going in? Four or five?
I want to say five.
They may have been five. They may
after
have been,
a year of quitting
five.
And not qualifying for the
they were
playing
five.
The year before.
Exactly. Right. So,
but they got two bona fide studs.
Okay, but if you get to six or five, why couldn't you? I get it. Like, if you get to six or five, that means you're a good enough team to be the fifth or sixth best in the conference. I think at that point, maybe you can win a round and advance. Like, the thing that I would think Steph Curry's looking at is, yeah, it stinks to lose Klay Thompson, but you might be better. You still have a chance to be better.
Even without Paul. Because I know Bonte asked you that question yesterday, or Joe did, Chasky, and I asked you on the show, and you didn't get stepped, but you were like, goo, almost like I got nothing.
Yeah,
like, that's a real question, but I don't know how to answer that.
I don't know how to measure his loss. I don't. Like, what did he, and I don't mean this, he stunk.
Because he did not.
No, but.
And I didn't want him here.
But they.
So that moxie and that professional. Oh,
but I can't remember him being a difference maker. More than a handful.
Well,
I don't know.
What difference maker? There was no difference maker because you didn't qualify. You didn't do diddly squat.
What I'm saying is, if you're going to win.
It was a failure.
That's strong. I'm gonna disagree with that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I am
going to disagree.
That's
to everybody involved.
That's too strong a word.
Everybody was a failure. And I think they would be like,
no,
we're
not making the playoffs. But I don't think the season was a failure. They discovered pods. They discovered Trayce Jackson-Davis. Say what you want. They won more games in the previous year using younger players than they've used in the past. So,
Josh Ram on YouTube telling me, Goose, stop about Paul. I was his biggest critic. I didn't want him here. I just he wasn't a scrub by any stretch.
Well, no. What Goose saying is, Chasky asked me yesterday, Stein, what about Chris Paul leaving?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, I don't know how to measure that.
But people are acting like it's nothing.
It might be nothing.
Wow.
Because, he was good. He was definitely good, but I don't know. 888-957-9570. How do you assess what you're going to have to do with Chris Paul's minutes? I don't know. I kind of don't know.
And what
I know
that.
With Klay, what you'll need to replace and what his replacement or replacements might do better than him, but Chris Paul, to me, is a little bit different.
Yeah, you know I got a soft spot for Pod, Santa Clara, Lil D.
Hmm.
But let's just say he was your starting two guard, or it was Moody or Melton.
Okay.
Stoney, you're still tiny.
Yes, that's a fact.
I don't like that along with the chef.
Yeah, I agree with that. In fact, I have some one, two, three.
Size matters.
I got four concerns about the Warriors.
All right.
If you want to jump in here, 888-957-9570. We're talking about the Warriors. They still have three decisions to make this offseason, at least. Three guys are eligible for extensions. Kuminga, Moody, and then Steph Curry. Then Steph Curry on August 6th is eligible for a one-year extension. How are you handling each of those three situations? 888-957-9570. All right, Goose. So, from a basketball standpoint, I think the Warriors right now have 12 guys under contract and two guys who are kind of hanging there who may, you know, that's not count like a Santos or your guy Quentin Post.
Okay.
But, you know, the top 12 is fairly locked in. My number one issue, I have two. The two biggest issues I have with this team are still kind of the issues of last year, size and athleticism.
That is
have
so
they,
cryptic,
have
though,
they
for a hoop team.
Have they addressed size, because it matters, and athleticism? Like, they didn't really address those.
Right.
I think Melton's a pretty good athlete. probably a better athlete than Clay at this point.
Why don't you talk about what Dibbs brought up in Dr. Pangea about Which Melton? It scares me. He's so young, right, but has a back issue, Stani. And Dr. Pangea was, I'm paraphrasing, was on Twitter like, when he's really active, that's when, like, there's no meds for it. That's when it flares up. And I'm like, oh, my God. You know, this young kid can do a lot, but it probably cost him another contract with his team. But we just gloss over the fact that he only played 38 games. But again, for the sake of the exercise, I'll be proactive. I feel like he can create way better than Moody Pods. So that's why I think he's got the lead.
Well, if he can create better than those guys, then he can create better than Clay. So, like, that's an advantage they would have at that position. You know, let's go to Sam. Sam's in Dallas.
Sammy DeBoer.
Hey, Sam, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good. What about you?
Dynamite. What do you got, buddy?
Oh, I just wanted to talk about the Warriors and what the pieces that they have moving forward. I think we're in a good shape right now.
All right.
I think what we have to look at is what Dallas did last year. They were a mid-team, 4-5, 6-seed. They're a decent team. Nobody really saw them going to the finals, right?
Correct.
They made a big move at the trade deadline, and you see what happens. And I think that's what we can do right now. But I think we need to slow down on the bigger names, and we need to focus more on, like, the role players. And I got a couple names for you. Paul Reed.
I mentioned Paul Reed to Evan.
Evan, is that true?
He can put on a lot of different bigs. He could put them on Giannis, AD. He's athletic. He runs the floor. Javale McGee, bringing him back. He's got great energy.
Yeah,
he runs up and down the court. He's a great chemistry dude. Also, Brooke Lopez. Sadiq Bey, he's still out there. Gordon Hayward.
He's just coming off a serious injury, though, Bey. But I hear you. Hayward's not a bad name. Hayward's not a bad name.
I think we have the size and athleticism that we're looking for already. It's just these players have to be more invested. Like Andrew Wiggins, we need him to, like.
No doubt.
Maybe he can't be the player he was in 2022, but I feel like he can give us a good 20-25 minutes in. With the rise of Jonathan Kuminga, I think putting those two together with Trayce Jackson-Davis, we have the size. We just need guys to fill out this roster so we can look like a decent team that can somewhat compete.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, I think they're still small. I think they're small.
I mean, man, this might be a perfect spot for him to try to resurrect what he's got going on. I'll say
the only thing about that is they've already got a handful of twos and threes.
Stani, for the people, and I'm not mad at them, saying Dallas came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. They really didn't, because the year before they got Kyrie, they were in the Western Conference Finals when the Warriors won their chip. So they had something going, and they got a superstar, unlike Curry, Stani, who's in his prime. And that's Luka. Okay. You had Kyrie, and now they're here, and they're not, I don't think, going anywhere. They're going to be a problem, but it's just size right now has to scare the Warriors. They have to know.
Right, and listen,
that's
again,
why I feel like Looney's going to get on the court.
I mean, he might, but they lose athleticism if he's on the court, and he can't play with Trayce Jackson-Davis. What's up, E?
Little piece of news that just came in from Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN. The latest 2021 NBA draft class number one overall pick, Cade Cunningham, has agreed to a 5-year, $224 million maximum rookie extension with the Detroit Pistons. Could be worth as much as $269 million.
Now, Evan.
Yeah. Oh.
Again, too short. Don't hate the player or hate the game.
Of course not, right.
Cade Cunningham, I love him, but he's done nothing to deserve this. Just like Jason, what are we doing? The money is, and that's why you're saying, Curry could be making 70. Who the hell? Stani, it's out of control. Do I sound like a hater? Cade sniffed the playoffs 5-for-224.
What would you have done?
No, I could see him sitting home playing PlayStation like, I ain't got to go work out. You know, like, I made already. The point is, the money is out of control.
You know, there used
Good
to be.
God.
You know that rookies in the NBA used to be no salary structure.
Okay.
And a guy could come into the league, never play a game, and make $60 million. Like, Donyell Marshall came into the league and made, like, his first contract was, like, 8 years, $40
million. Biggest player of the year.
Right, before he ever played a game. Like, Cunningham, how many seasons has he played now? Three?
Two, because he was hurt.
Yeah. Same class as Kuminga, third guy to get maxed out.
What does that mean for J.K.?
Huh? it, he's loving it, but I mean, there it is. I'll say this to you.
Oh, go ahead.
888-957-9570. This is something the Warriors are going to have to make a decision on, and I guess Kuminga too. Cade Cunningham was in Jonathan Kuminga's draft class, so he's eligible for an extension. He just got one. Are we giving Jonathan Kuminga one too? Now, it might not be for 224, but it's going to be for
180,
at least 150.
Oh, 180, Stani.
I mean, what's the difference?
That's what I was going to ask you. If Kuminga was in Detroit, he would be putting up Cade Cunningham's numbers. But Cade came into league offensively, Stani, with more polish. That's all I'm saying Kuminga needs to me, and he's still incredible. But how can you justify not giving, if I'm Kuminga's agent, at least 180
exactly.
And Wagner in Orlando? But to Cade's, Detroit's looking at Cade like you're our Steph.
Right.
Kuminga doesn't have that luxury because he's got dudes kind of in the way.
Right. But he still wants 180 to 200.
When?
Now, right now.
Well, we haven't heard anything yet.
Yesterday. This is one of the
things.
He
ain't pulled an Ayuk, which
listen,
he can.
Listen.
He still has time.
Hey, this is one of those things that. This is so much, people do not take this into account. Jonathan Kuminga wants to get paid now. He's seen, Evan, offhand, so who's been paid? Wagner? Cunningham?
Scotty Barnes.
Oh my gosh.
All gotten paid more than 200 bills.
They've all gotten 5-year rookie maxes.
Now, he might not get that, but he's going to want 180.
Keep an eye on Evan Mobley, who's also in the same class.
Yeah. Exactly.
And he's a big part. Well, so those three you mentioned, would you take them over Kuminga?
Who?
The three that you mentioned.
Cunningham?
Barnes.
Yes.
Oh, I love Barnes. Barnes, Cade, and Wagner. I would take all three right now over
Kuminga. I probably
Kuminga.
Would, too.
But that has nothing to do with what the Warriors got. He's their future.
Exactly. So is there a decision? Is there a decision to be made on Kuminga? And let me tell you something. When you see guys in your class getting broken off that kind of money,
it's like
you want to get paid now.
It's like Ayuk watching all the receivers get paid.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
888-957-9570 is the number. What do you do with Kuminga? What do you do with Moody? And what if Steph Curry wants a 1-year extension, which you can give him on August 6th? Let's go to, I'll just throw this question out there from the Xfinity Mobile text line. 925. Would you rather have Klay Thompson or Buddy Hield this season?
Klay Next Thompson. Question.
I can do Evan? It. Yeah, Klay Thompson. What's your answer?
Klay Thompson.
Hey, wow. I appreciate that. Well, what's your answer?
Probably Klay.
Oh, my God.
I said probably Klay.
Oh, I'm shocked. I just thought you were going Buddy.
Well, I mean.
See, that's disrespectful.
It's not disrespectful. It's why is it disrespectful?
Because
of course, Klay Thompson's had a better career than Buddy Hield.
Okay, no.
Klay Thompson's going just to the Hall of Fame.
Steiny, but you put Klay Thompson's year on an autopsy table like you do no other player. The bottom line, when it was all said and done after 82, Klay was available. He shot 39% from three, and he averaged 18 points. Buddy Hield didn't sniff that. That's what I'm saying yesterday. Be careful what you wish for the Warrior fans, the sector of fans to think Klay is just a stiff. He'll always be a ghost of what he used to be, but he averaged 18. Right.
The only difference is that,
shoot.
Yeah, the only difference is that I look at things objectively and you're very emotional. Would you rather have Klay Thompson or Buddy Hield this season? I said, probably Klay, but I'll tell you what, it would not. Well, it would shock me because Klay is in a much better position offensively than he was last year. But wouldn't surprise me if Hield shoots the hell out of it for the Warriors.
Yeah.
Shoots 40%+. And then in a vacuum.
Because he can shoot. Buddy Hield can shoot.
In a vacuum, next year, both Klay and Hield shoot 10 threes a game, and they both shoot 40% from three. All I want to know is if they both shoot the same amount of threes at the same percentage, which they have a lot, why would Klay just be better than Buddy Hield? What else? What does Clay do so well that makes him better than Buddy Hield if they both end up being the same kind of three-point shooter?
Yeah, it was just the natural fit of he's already, this is who he was born in this, what? This offense.
Well, maybe Buddy Hield.
Right,
but Clay was not himself last year.
Well, now we know why.
Exactly.
And he still averaged 18.
But that's important. Like if Clay. Right. It so can mentally. Reach his potential. I mean, I'm just saying, I think there's a chance that it's not addition by subtraction, but, you know, Hield doesn't have to average 18. What if he averages 13? But Melton averages 9. Maybe he can make up for it that way. 888-957-9570 is the number. Here's what we're talking about. Two things. First, what do you do? The Warriors have 3 decisions yet to make in the offseason, assuming they don't make another move. Do you extend Kuminga? And Moody, do you extend one of them, none of them, both? And then on August 6th, would you extend Steph Curry one more year to take you through 2027, which you could do? He's eligible for a one-year extension. And do you think Curry wants one right now? I mean, I can't imagine why he wouldn't, but that's just me. And then if you look at this roster, what are some basketball issues that concern you, and what areas may the Warriors have gotten better in with what they've done so far this offseason? 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Also, Sam Amick, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. He will be joining us at 12 o'clock of The Athletic. He wrote a great piece on Steph Curry, and he started to get into the questions about Steph's future. So Sam Amick, courtesy of the River Islands guest line, in 1 hour at noon. That segment was brought to you by Safeway.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.